This week we're talking about the power of no, giving your children the power of no. But it is difficult, and many parents find it just almost impossible to make their no mean no.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and yes, we have the topic of the power of no this week. Something that's easier said than done, but absolutely necessary in the house and for the proper training of our kids to establish boundaries so they become responsible adults and workers and spouses.
Absolutely. And let's just spend a second on what we're talking about here. There is a power in no. There's either pandemonium in no, if your no doesn't mean no, and a parent says, no, you can't have that, we won't buy that, you can't watch that. But your no doesn't mean no, it means pandemonium, argument time. But the power of no is a decade and a half to maybe more than that process that really gets ingrained in the first 5 years. And it's never too late. You can come back to it. Where a child learns that my no means no. And when my no means no, they eventually realize that there's a consequence for violating that no. And an argument's a waste of time. And then we can have a relationship. And then we can move on. And we empower them to be able to learn to practice no when I'm not watching, going to a party or whatever it is, and know if such and such takes place at the party, that's a no, N-O, for a party that I'm at, and so I need to call and say, come pick me up. And they're practicing no, because they know I'm coming into the party later on anyway. And then from there, after they've practiced no, they become an adult, and all of a sudden they see some pornography come up or an invitation to pornography, that's a no. I have the power of no. I am empowered to say no to me. King David walked by the veranda that night and saw Bathsheba taking a bath. By the way, he had 4 wives and 200 concubines at that time. And he saw her. And it wasn't that she, you know, I've heard somebody say she was trying to seduce him. You collected hot water on the roof in the red terracotta things, and you bathed. If you were of wealth, you bathed on the roof. It just so happened the palace was higher and could scan. And he had a telescope. No, he didn't really have a telescope, but he's up there.
However, he found her.
Well, he should have just walked away. He says that in Psalm 1:1, blessed is the man that walks away from this one and doesn't sit in it. I'm convinced Psalm 1:1 was a direct response. Blessed is the man that has the power of no in his life. Yeah. Little Joseph did not cave in to Potiphar's wife's advances. I want to give my children the power to follow God and the power to win. But I'm aware in this culture, it's a challenge for many parents.
Yeah, I think... And I can't speak for dads, but I know for moms, we love our kids. I have 4 stepkids. I even love them. And you have this sort of an internal desire that you do want to please them. You'd go the extra mile. My mom even still does it. When I'm around, sometimes she'll go the extra mile. And I think, well, you don't have to do that. I'm not going to love you any less if you didn't even offer to go the extra mile. But it's just sort of an overwhelming sense of love. But we think, and the way we translate it emotionally is, let me just say yes, and my arms are open, and I will welcome you and do anything I possibly can to show you just how much I love you.
It's pretty much the most animated I've ever seen you in this booth. Yes. Hey, Rosemary said it. I'd come home, I'd see that it was tense. I'd take the 4-year-old Roby and 6-year-old Tori, and we'd go for a walk or do something, and she'd say, you know, you're always the fun parent. I'm so tired of being an ogre here, and I'm the one that has to say no and say no and say no and say no. So I think it's tiring. I didn't expect parenting to be like this.
It's exhausting.
Yes, it's exhausting, and I'm not their buddy, and I think there's some guilt. I just think, wow, and I think my children know how to work that, and until we get it established and set in place, we can't have fun with them. I know I've told this story before we look at some of the reasons it's hard to do. And that story was my 20th year at Sheridan House. The board of directors gave me a sabbatical for the summer, and we got in our Chevy Astro van and drove 12,200 miles around North America.
It was awesome.
The kids in the back seat of our Astro van, and Rosemary and I, and we just drove and drove and drove across Texas to California, up California, across the Northwest and down. And we took 8 weeks to do it, and it was unbelievable. But at the board meeting in September, Lorraine Morris said, hey, before we have this meeting, tell us about your trip. That would be like a dream for me. And another man who's the same age as me, his kids are the same age, before he could stop it, it came out of his mouth. That would be like a nightmare for me with my kids. How did you do that? And I, thinking about him and his kids, they're overindulged. I wouldn't want to go to the movies with his 3 kids. Mm. They're just a disaster. Once we understood the power of no, can we do this? Can we do that? Then it opens up the door to next week's discussion, the power of yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I want to say yes, but it's like the first week of school for a 4th grade teacher. Man, you got to get the rules down, and then you can do wacko. A friend of mine who's a teacher, oh, I wanted my child, Tori, in that class. And she came home the first week and, well, it's real hard, Dad. We can't do this. We can't do that. But she told me, she came home, she was laughing when I picked her up. And I said, what happened? And she said, Mr. Higdon stood on his desk and read us a story about a bird and flapped his wings. And Tori still laughs to this day when she thinks about Mr. Higdon. He got the rules down. Yeah. And then he jumped in and went for it. I looked out the window at one of the children's homes, and we have a set of house parents. They're awesome. All our house parents are awesome. But he was a ranger. And so it's pretty, here's what we're doing. But once he gets the rules down, I looked out the window and the van for that house, the house father was pulling up with the 10 little boys dragging from school. And I looked up on the roof and there was somebody on their roof. It was the house mother with a cooler of water balloons waiting for the boys to get out of the van. And she's pelting them, these 12 and 13 year olds, with water balloons.
Oh my goodness.
They're squealing like 4 year olds, dropping their book bags, running around, running into each other, knocking each other over, dying laughing that mom, they said, Mom's on the roof. And it was, you know, once you've got the rules down, you can jump in. Yeah. But we miss here, and I think we miss here for a lot of reasons and the power of no. So we spend our entire life overindulging and arguing.
I really think parents, we want our child to know that we love them. We
yes.
think that indulging them shows that love. And I know I struggle with this. I want to be someone that the kids will come to, that they know that I will listen to them. And so when I say no, then they start arguing and then that side kicks in. I'm thinking, okay, do I listen to their arguments? Because I don't want to just shut them off. I want them to know I'm here for them. But, you know, that's the part where you also have to walk away and say, no, no means no. This is not the time to maybe listen. This is the time just to establish and
yes,
walk away.
Yes,
Tori, it's hard.
Tori, are you done? Okay, you knew beforehand that this was going to be a no when you came to me. I think there's so many dynamics in why it's difficult to make no mean no. And we have a regular single parent forum where we have a lot of female single parents that come in mm-hmm. and talking over this discussion. And one of them put it so well. They said, you know, they go to my ex's house. It's Disney when they go there. There are no rules. They come back to my house and there are rules. And she said it so well. I just like sometime when I can be their friend.
Yeah.
I need a friend too.
Yeah.
And I understand that. But when we get the bigger picture, number one, I am the parent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not their friend. But when we get the bigger picture, you know, somebody saw me when Roby was about 12 years old and he was with me at Winn-Dixie and Rosemary had forgotten something for dinner and Roby and I got in the car and went over to Publix or Winn-Dixie. I can't remember who it was. And we're in there. And this lady said, she came up later on. She caught us later on. So I had him down on the ground on the aisle. In the aisle, I had him down on the floor, and he was laughing so hard. We were just playing, and I don't even remember the circumstance. She said, I walked by, and at first I saw him on the ground in the aisle by something. He wouldn't pick up something off the floor. And I'm tickling him, and he's dying laughing. And she said, at first I thought, how bizarre. And then she thought, how cool is that?
Yeah.
But we got to have rules. And then we're having so much fun. And much of the fun can be at my expense as the dad. I'm okay with that. Yeah, I want to be their friend, but I got to be their parent first. So for some of us, no doesn't mean no because I'm exhausted. No doesn't mean no because I'd like to be their friend. I'm tired of saying no all the time. I think for others, no doesn't mean no because no didn't mean no in the home we grew up in.
Yeah.
People that are parenting weren't parented. People that are parenting now, many, not all, but many people, their behavior was managed.
Yeah.
And we managed their schedule. We weren't their trainer. We managed their schedule and dropped them off and missed.
And I think a lot of people also struggle with, well, I made it, look where I am, and that's what my parents did, so let me just do the same thing. You know, they make excuses for their behavior also, or parents don't realize, hey, you know what? I really have a struggle with saying no to some things. Maybe let's admit this to myself, change myself, and also parent my child so that they don't come out the same way. But when you have to say that, you're admitting that your parents made mistakes with you and that you maybe have something to fix in your life.
I think dysfunctional home describes us all. That's why Jesus came.
Amen.
And you have awesome parents. I mean, they're legends in Dade County, but they're normal.
Yeah.
And we're all trying to do it. And I think there's no excuse because I also think there's the other end of the spectrum. My mom died. My dad went through pain. I left home in high school my senior year and just went out. And I do need to say, people say, wow, how'd you make it? He did help with my education. all through undergraduate school. You know, he had a great policy. Graduate school, you're on your own. Undergraduate school, I pay for B's. I didn't understand that first semester and second semester, but I became a believer. No meant no, and I was on the dean's list from that point on.
Awesome.
Which never happened in high school, but I became a believer in his system. But I can't use the excuse, you know, I didn't learn this. Well, I didn't learn how to use a BlackBerry either growing up, but it was something that I knew I needed to do. I got to decide to choose to do this, because the most important, most valuable, most significant thing I will ever do is who begat who. I've been at Sheridan House for 38 years. 2 years after I'm gone from Sheridan House, it'll be Bob Who. The only thing that'll carry on me will be the babies that I raised that are raising babies. And I want to give them the best opportunity to succeed rather than miss the decade of their 20s because they're trying to catch up and deal with failure for the first time, deal with no for the first time, or realize when their car is repossessed because their credit card is possessed that they, okay, I have to learn this now. I want to send them out. And before next week, when we talk about the power of yes and teaching them then how to handle credit cards, you're wasting your time on how to handle money if you don't start with the power of no and empowering them to be able to say no. With no excuses here. And so I wasn't parented like that. I don't know how to do it. That's why there's shows like this. That's why there's books that are out. That's why there's, okay, I can get these lessons just like you get any other lesson. I'm building a deck right now on the back of my house because I brought a builder in to redo my deck and said, how much will this cost? And he said, $10,000. And I said, it's nice to know you. And I spent the month of June stripping all the planks off the deck, and I'm doing 10 boards a night back on the deck. And I brought in, quote, experts. Okay, what do I do here? I made a mistake. I said, man, can you meet me at my house at 6:30? And he said, yeah, you didn't pull a line. Pull a line. We'll cut these boards, pull a line, and you're in. I asked for help. I went online and got a little other help on different kinds of lumber to put down. Mm-hmm. The help is out there, especially in parenting. But we throw up our hands and say, you know what? They're going to have
kids will be kids.
Yeah, it's
I hear that so much. Well, you know, you have to live in peace and we can't be fighting all the time. So let's just let them. It's just a dollar. It's just the popcorn and soda when we go to the movies. It's not a big deal. Okay, but then if you can't make rent, then you have a problem saying no with yourself. And then you're going to also be influencing your children and affecting their futures too.
Kids will be kids, but I don't want them to be kids when they're 40.
Right.
There's no automatic adulthood in America. You know, we chronologically grow up, but as far as the maturation process is concerned, as far as the training process is concerned, that's not an automatic. America is set up to let you remain an adolescent. I deserve all the way, all my life here. We, you know, people who run for office know that's a big word. We're going to take care of you word.
Mm-hmm. This is my right.
Oh, yes.
My right
you
as
deserve.
A child is to have what I want.
There was a hilarious Cadillac commercial 6 or 7 years ago. And the commercial was, haven't you reached the point in life where you deserve to drive a Cadillac? How would that one play in Afghanistan? I don't think that one would work. Yeah, deserve. Actually, unfortunately, I deserve hell.
Yeah.
And so after Christ has saved me, I have to have the ability to make him the Lord of my life. That means he's in charge, but he battles. He doesn't battle. I battle with who's on the throne. I yield to you, Lord, or I yield to my temptation, or I yield to my eyeballs watching whatever that is walk by me at work or whatever. And I've got to choose. My no means no. And my parents can't find reasons why not. I'm not doing this because, you know, I wasn't taught. I'm not doing this because it's exhausting and I feel guilty. And I pick them up from daycare at 5 and I want to have a relationship. No, you're going to have an indulgence all evening and argue with that one child. Oh, can I have this? Can I have that? Can I stay up later? Can I stay up later? No, we've got to get them into a personal discipline where they know this is the time, or it will always be rocky and they'll be incapable of having a relationship, especially a marriage. The two relationships that are most important, relationship with their Heavenly Father, where I'm thinking, I think I'd like to be doing that behavior. And he's saying, no, that behavior will sidetrack you. You'll miss it. A relationship with your spouse, where this is a commitment that I can never get sidetracked on, and I have to fight the evil one who is traveling like a roaring lion behind me, waiting to devour me with that temptation. No must mean no. That means we need to do no excuse parenting. And though we feel like an ogre at first, once the lines are down in the field, you can absolutely go for broke and have a great time. But here's the deal. Train me now or the world will train me later through failures as an adult. I'd rather have them fail little failures now than big failures later. Give them the power of no.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. Hope you join us tomorrow for more on our series, The Power of No. If you want more about Dr. Barnes, his books, or Sheridan House Family Ministries, you can go online to shfm.org. You can also sign up for the daily parenting blog at parentingtoday.org.